Don't panic. It's not Zacchaeus Sunday. You don't have to run to Burger King. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The title of this homily is, Our High Priest, Jesus Christ, Desires to Sit at Table with Us. The key verse that we're going to focus on today comes from the Hebrews reading from the epistle. It's verse 27. Who, as they're speaking of Jesus Christ here, who hath no need daily, even as the high priest, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, then for those of the people. For this he did once for all, after he offered up himself. I'll read this in context for you. Listen closely to that key verse. For such a high priest was fitting for us, holy, guileless, undefiled, who hath been separated from the sinners and hath become higher than the heavens, who hath no need daily, even as the high priest, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, then for those of the people. For this he did once for all, after he offered up himself. For the law appointeth men high priests who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath, which is after the law, appointeth the Son, who hath been perfected forever. So through the word of God, our Savior Jesus Christ became incarnate and took upon him flesh and blood for our salvation. Being truly God and truly man, our Savior became the everlasting high priest, having himself made it possible not only for the forgiveness of our sins, but also for the healing of our souls and bodies. So what of this high priest? Well, if you'll recall from the Old Testament, the Jews had high priests, and the high priest would go into the altar once a year and offer sacrifices for the people, right? As we learn from Hebrews, once for themselves and then for the people, right? But these high priests had weaknesses. They were men. They themselves sinful. So they had to ask God for their own forgiveness first and then for that of the people. But this was not a satisfactory offering, right? God was not well pleased with it. Another problem is these high priests would offer for everyone, all of Israel, right? So there's no relationship there of the priest to God, and the priest to the people. Right? And not only that, but the people to God. Right? Because they go, I've sinned, you know, remember my name when you do the sacrifice. Okay, they would go in and they would do the sacrifice once a year. Where's that relationship? No relationship. But Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, is pure, holy, and perfect. He is strength. Whereas the Old Testament priests have to offer up their own daily sacrifices, right? Their own, I am sinful, God forgive me, you know, be appeased with my sacrifice to you. Jesus Christ sacrifices himself once for all of us and becomes our high priest. Not only is he the sacrifice, but he is the high priest of that sacrifice. You remember from another epistle from Paul, he says, in my weakness, Christ's strength is made perfect. Right? How beautiful that is. We have our weaknesses, but Christ is always strength. He's always perfect. Right? And he bestows that upon us. How beautiful is that? Another thing of a contrast here that we need to recognize, the difference between the Old Testament high priest and our high priest, is that our high priest is approachable. He's not a buddy. You know, he's not like, hey, Jesus, high five, you're my buddy. Approachable. He's approachable as the high priest, as our king, as our savior. He's approachable. We see this in the story of Zacchaeus. Hey, right? Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. And Jesus not only allows him to see him, but he says, come down, make haste, and let us go to your house. So Zacchaeus comes down and he brings them to his house. And the high priest, Jesus, and Zacchaeus sit at table. Can you imagine that? Right? Zacchaeus sitting there, Jesus sitting there. What do you do? So how's the weather? No. I mean, what else could he do, right? He repents. He reflects. He says, Lord, anything that I have cheated anyone out of, I'll give four times. And everything that I do have now, I'll give half to the poor. Jesus didn't require that of him. He didn't ask it. But being there with his high priest and gazing upon him, he made a choice. I recognize who is before me. I recognize he's the one who can heal me. I recognize he is life. And my choice is him. And I know that I need to do something in order to have that relationship with him. What is Jesus' response to this? Today, salvation has come to this house. Oh, how beautiful is that? Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus. Jesus had the desire to sit with Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus could know him as God and Savior, to know him as his high priest. That was God's desire. He says in the gospel, he seeks the lost. And Zacchaeus knew he was lost. So the Lord was there for him because he's approachable in that way. Brothers and sisters, our high priest, Jesus Christ, wants to sit at our table with us. And our table is our heart. He wants to sit there with us. And not only that, but you know, where does the high priest serve? He serves at his table, right? The holy altar. Right, the heavenly altar. That's where he serves. So not only does he want to sit at our table in our heart, but he wants us to sit at his table as well. And when we do that, the two tables become one. You see, when our heart is there with Christ, when we invite him in and we sit with him there and we approach him as our high priest, right? The mystery of the Eucharist, of this heavenly banquet, is revealed. It is one. We are connected. We have this communion with our God. And he desires this. He's just waiting for us. He is capable of making this a reality for us. But we have to be willing to open to it. Now, some of you may already be there. Your hearts and his heavenly table are already joined. Keep on keeping on. Be watchful, be steadfast, be encouraged in the truth, and never excuse yourself from that place. And some of you may have been at that table, but for the cares of the world, for our own weaknesses, you've left that table. You got up. You got distracted. Lord, let me go. I bought some new land. I need to go plow it. Let me go take care of that. Lord, my business is in trouble. Let me go do this, and then I'll come back to the table. But you might be afraid to come back, or it might be too hard. You feel lost, maybe. You need to remember our high priest is approachable, and he's waiting for you to make haste to that table with him. So be encouraged. You know, the fastest way there is through confession. It is the vehicle the Lord gives us. Very beautiful. And makes it very possible for us to sit back at that table. As shameful as we are, as guilty as we are, he loves us. And we have to trust in that love to be able to sit there with him. It's not us, it's him. It's about him, his presence, about his love. So we should not be nervous about that. Perhaps some of you have never sat at the table. But be encouraged. Reflect in your heart of your true state. Recognize, I'm guilty. I'm not perfect. That's okay, because I have a Savior who is perfect and who can make me perfect in his love. He outpours his Holy Spirit on me, and I can have life and joy. My body and my soul can be healed through his grace. And take courage in those words. And find him here in your heart, where he's waiting for you to make all haste to him. Pray for him for that courage. Always seek him. Remember, he said that. If you seek, you'll find. Right? If you speak, he'll hear. Right? You know, Zacchaeus could have responded to the Lord completely different. The Lord could have said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste out of that tree. Bring me to your house. Let's sit at table together. And he could have said, nah, I'm good. I just wanted to see you. Brothers and sisters, that choice is left to us. You know, will we make haste to the Lord in our heart and join him at his table so the two can be one? Or will we be just like the crowd? I see you. I'm just going to follow and look at you. Just be near you. Be fed by you when you pray and all the food comes. But never make haste to actually be with him. We have to choose this, brothers and sisters. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, of life. This is the choice we have to make. O Lord Jesus Christ, our High Priest and our God, our Savior, who through the incarnation became our living bread, grant us the courage and wisdom to meet you at our table, which is our heart, and preserve us at thy table, so that they may be one for all eternity. Amen. Thank you.